This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. There are ongoing battles in certain parts of the country over vaccine and mask mandates. Some are being waged in court. For example, in Texas, where the governor banned mask mandates, then a court put that on hold, and now many schools are requiring masks in defiance of the governor. Another weapon in these battles over mandates is money. In Florida, officials are threatening to cut off funds to school districts in two counties unless they get rid of their mask mandates. The federal government is entering the fray in a similar way. The Biden administration is leveraging money for health care and possibly for education in an effort to fight the pandemic. From Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on how this is playing out down there.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been steadfast in his efforts to block schools from requiring masks. But last week, the Biden administration said it would use the power of the purse to try to compel Abbott and other governors to change course.
States always claim that they're sovereign entities and can't be told what to do.
Paul Helmke teaches public affairs at Indiana University.
But anytime they're getting federal money, the federal government can put some restrictions on how the monies are used.
The feds told Abbott they were monitoring whether the state mask mandate ban was in line with fiscal requirements attached to the $18 billion they sent Texas for public schools in COVID-19 relief. But the federal government might have more leverage in healthcare, says Vivian Ho, an economist at Rice University in Houston. Medicare and Medicaid are mostly federal dollars.
But in education, most of the funding is from state taxpayer dollars, so the federal government doesn't have as much leverage.
Biden said his administration would also make employee vaccination a condition for nursing homes to receive Medicare and Medicaid funding. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.